joined now by the NFL Network's Brian Baldinger. And Baldy, first of all, welcome to Cleveland.
Well, everybody wants to be here. I mean, we know it's the center of the sports universe, so we got to come.
All right, well, we're going to start with the reason that you are here. As we know, Johnny Manziel bringing a lot of excitement to this town right now, but he's in a quarterback battle with Brian Hoyer. Initially, how do you see that shaking out?
Well, I'm a huge Johnny Manziel fan. That's why I'm here. I mean, I loved him. He's my favorite college player of the last 2 years, maybe one of my favorite players of all time in college. And I think that he's a guy that's going to take a little bit of time. His game is in transition right now, Nathan. But he's got a heart to play this game, and I think that's why fans love him. And he has a good time playing it. So it's going to be fun to watch, but it's a process. I mean, Brian is clearly ahead right now. I mean, he's been in this league for a long time. He's learned from some of the league's best and a Tom Brady. So I think he knows how to tackle a playbook, how to handle himself, conduct himself. So, I mean, all that is fine and good, but it's still a competition. And so to me, the competition never begins until you play the games. And so we're still a long ways away from that.
And you're here for day one of padded practice, first time the pads come on. How much better or more important to the evaluation process is it once the pads do come on?
Well, I mean, every step you take, Nathan, it's a step up. I mean, you know, you come out here and you run around in shorts and T-shirts, whatever. That's a start. You OTAs. Now you're in training camp. Okay, there's a schedule. It's an all-day process. You know, now the pads come on. That's another step. So we'll see contact. We'll see tempers flare. We'll see the emotions of the game come out, and you'll start to hear the game. You know, we couldn't hear the game the first 2 days, so it's another step. You know that, and you talk about these steps, training camp to the regular. You know, it's all building to the crescendo at Heinz Field, September 7th. So this is just the next step right now. But I think it's important for players to. It's a contact game to start hitting, getting your body conditioned to hitting, and being around. You know, learn how to take care of yourself in practice, and you know, and get your licks in, but be smart about it.
How's this ground game going to be under Kyle Shanahan?
Well, I mean, Kyle has shown that he can coach, you know, a top-flight run game. I mean, going back to his dad in Denver and through Houston, certainly what he did in Washington, you know, for a couple seasons. I mean, they were a great running team. Alfred Morris came out of nowhere and became one of the league's best players. This scheme works. Now, does it hold up on third downs and third and long? I mean, that's another story, but you'll get to that. This team has to get tougher, period, Nathan. I mean, they let lead slip away last year. You know, that loss to New England was a dagger. It was horrible. I mean, they had to learn how to finish games. And I'm sure Mike went and watched every one of those games and how they collapsed at the end and didn't finish. And so toughness is a lot more than just, you know, blocking and tackling. It's a mentality of overcoming injuries and playing through injuries and finishing games. And I think that's a part that you can't really instill until you put the pads on.
And Mike Pettine, a defensive coach, certainly this is going to be a tough defense. And he talked about finishing games. How important is it bringing in a veteran like Dante Whitner and Carlos Dansby, two guys on the defensive side of the ball who have finished games, who know what it takes to win in this league, to help this young D?
I think it's huge. I mean, I think it's really huge. I mean, they have a lot of young, talented players, but I don't know that they know about what that's like. Certainly, Arizona was a top-flight defense last year, the only team that went to Seattle and won in 2 years. There's a toughness there. Certainly what Dante Whitner has done in San Francisco under Jim Harbaugh, I mean, they've been the league's most physical defense, if not the league's best defense for that time. He knows what it's all about, and he knows how to play the game. And I don't think that – I think they bring standards to what's going to be accepted, how to practice, how to finish, how to play, and I think they'll be vocal about it.
I hope they certainly are. Final question, talking about the AFC North in general. Listen, 11 years in a row, a team's gone from worst to first in their division. You think this division's wide open? The Browns maybe can make some noise?
I think it's a lot closer than it has been. I mean, I think Baltimore's got a rebound from a year ago. Pittsburgh has clearly been in transition, bringing a lot of younger players in. How quickly do they become Steelers? And are they as good as what they've replaced that been there for a long, long time? In Cincinnati, there's been a lot of defections. I mean, success does that. You lose coordinators. You lose good players. To me, Cleveland's on the rise. These divisions right now, whatever happened last year, there's no guarantees. And so, to me, if you can be a team like Carolina last year that got hot, got confident, you know, put a stretch together of winning games, why can't the Cleveland Browns?